Okay, I want you to repeat after me. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
My eyes do see.
My eyes do see.
My ears do hear.
My ears do hear.
And my heart does perceive.
And my heart does perceive.
That this word is for me.
That this word is for me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's a step of faith for you.
That is a step.
Amen. We're going into the Amplified Bible because there was a press to go there today. And in chapter 4, 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. You might read the whole chapter, but we haven't been able to leave here because the job is not done in this particular word. And one of the major forces in the earth is fear. It entered this realm when Adam and Eve decided to follow the wrong leader. When it entered, they went hiding. They lost their covering. They lost their outflow of their spirit. If you recall, one of the things that happened, they covered themselves with leaves. It wasn't because they were caught doing something dirty. It's because they were naked. And they felt naked. They felt exposed. So verse 18 says, there is no fear in love. Dread does not exist. But full-grown, complete, perfect love turns fear out of doors, expels every trace of terror. For fear brings with it the thoughts of punishment, and so he who is afraid has not reached full maturity of love. Say, ouch. I stress. For fear brings with it the thoughts of punishment. And so he who is afraid has not reached the full maturity of love, is not yet grown into love's complete perfection. I could take you for a ride on that one verse for the next 3 months, just looking at myself and exposing those things that used to rule my life. If you really look at that word, you'll see why most believers are out of whack, out of touch with God, and can't face tomorrow. And yet, the Lord says, it's time to grow up. Verse 19 says, we love him because he first loved us. Not because you think you should be on your knees or crying or laughing or jumping. None of your actions are going to change anything except the one thing that my brother taught on tonight. Give thanks. Give thanks in all circumstances. And I quote 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16, 17, and 18. You can check it out for yourself. Give thanks in all circumstances because it shuns the fear. It transforms your thinking. If you give it a chance. And I'll be honest with you, when you start thanking the Lord for the difficulties in your life, your brain is going to say you're out of your tree, and you can say, I agree. Because it's not going to feel or have a justified area in your emotions. Your emotions are going to rebel. But you can tell God all about it. You can tell God that you don't understand what you're doing, but you're doing it because his word says to do so. And you're relying on what he says to do rather than your emotions, which might one day be here and the next day be there. In the morning you feel this and at night you feel that. Don't go by those feelings. Go by what the word says to do and keep on doing. Back it up again, 18. There is no fear in love. Dread does not exist. But full-grown, complete, perfect love turns fear out of doors and expels every trace of terror. Expels every trace of terror. Now you say, well, maybe God loves you, but he doesn't love me. The only reason that you would think that way is the lack of knowledge of the Word of God. And you need to change it by putting some word inside of you. You say, well, we love him because he first loved us. Verse 20. If anyone says, I love God, and detests and abominates, hates his brother in Christ, meaning a believer, he's a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And this command, this charge, this order, this injunction, we have from him, that he who loves God shall love his brother, believer, also. It's not conditional. It's an order. Love one another as I have loved you, says the Lord. It's a command that he wants you and I to do. That doesn't mean that those believers are going to act and react like you, maybe live on the same street as you, or the same town. But believers are believers, and they may have a different attitude towards you. Whether they have an attitude that's good or bad, it's not important to you. What's important is you choose to love them. You choose to accept them. You choose to intercede for them. Yes, intercede for those that you can't stand. How many have a few people that you can't stand? Thank you. Pray. Pray for those that can't stand you. Pray for those that you can't stand. And you know, my brother called me this morning, and of course, teasing me, obviously. And several years back, well, quite a few years back, he had a truck when he was still in business, and it needed a new muffler. And so he decided it was going to be early in the morning, okay? And he was going to make one more delivery before he went to the repair shop. So he goes to deliver his load of whatever animals or whatever delivery stuff. And he delivered it. And on the way back towards the slaughterhouse, one of the town officers pulled him over and gave him a ticket. And so he calls me. He says, I'm trying to do a good thing, and I got a stupid ticket. And I, you know, and he off goes off, and he's very angry at the policeman who gave him the ticket. I said, Gaston, I think you're going to have a Bible lesson right now. I said, we're going to go to Romans 13, and we're going to read Romans 13 and see what it says. Oh, come on, he says. You mean I've got to love the officers when they're such, you know, proud SOBs, they don't even behave right? He says, and he gave me a ticket. I said, well, listen, when you have read Romans 13, call me back. Oh, he says, I'll think about it. Okay. So he calls me back that night. I read your word, he said. No, no, I says, wait a minute, not my word. It's not my instructions. This is the Holy Ghost. Okay? He wrote that, Romans 13. He said, do I have to go back? And I said, yeah, you're going to have to go back and apologize to that officer. I'll talk to you soon. He hung up. So he had a little problem. So I don't remember if it's 2 or 3 days, whatever. He calls me back. So I did it. I said, what did you do? So I went to the local police station and I asked for that officer. Guess what? He was parked outside. I had to go face his push. I said, and what did you do? Oh, he said, you know, he says, it was the hardest thing. He says, I told him I forgave him. I told him I had the truck fixed. I showed him the receipt. He said, but he didn't take his ticket back. And I said, well, how did you feel on the way home? Well, he says, why do you think I'm on the phone? He said, I feel so good. I feel light. I don't feel heaviness. I don't feel the pressure. I don't feel the pain in my chest. I said, did you see the power to forgive the officials? But do I have to pray for them for tomorrow? I said, yes, if you don't want another ticket. But do you understand? Where did the terror go? Where did the fear tactics go? They disappeared when he did it God's way. Why? Because his was a good idea to retaliate and maybe teach the town a lesson that they could vote these guys out and get some new ones. Come on. None of you guys are human? Okay, thank you. 20. If anyone says, I love God and detests, abominates, hates his brother, officer, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, who he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And this command, this charge, this order, this injunction, we have from him, that he who loves God shall love his brother believer as well. Why is this important? I believe that every single one of us are going to be facing difficulties of all types, because every single one of us, God has a plan to mature us. And out of those hardships that we go through, we can do like my brother. We can look at the word and get God's opinion. Then we have a choice. You can carry it out, or you can procrastinate. How many of you have ever procrastinated with, thank you? Yeah. Yeah. Next week. You know, oh, a year from now when I feel better.
I waited to
raise
my hand. Huh? I waited to raise my hand.
You did?
I was procrastinating.
You procrastinated. All these things that we do to kind of run from God, run from what he wants us to do, is not really a good idea, because all you're doing is putting off what that victory felt like on his way home. On his way home, he says, I could feel the presence of God. I feel so good, he says. The next morning, he calls me. He said, I had the best sleep I haven't had for a long time. I said, well, how many more officers do you have to forgive? Because, of course, I love to tease him. But, you know, the God that we serve loves us a lot more than these natural brothers or sisters or family that we have. He is caring for us every step of the way. The Savior we serve, he's aware of what's going on. He's conscious of the difficulties that you face. And one of those things that you all have in common is that fear needs to be put out of doors. It needs to be out of your realm. It needs to be away from you. And if you just take this word and put it to work, God will not only do the healing, but you'll have the benefit of the peace, the joy and the love that he already has provided for us, because he didn't give up his body on that tree just for ha-has. He did it for all of us. He did it so that we could be in a new place and we could live in that new place of grace and favor every single day. And learning from your experience, I told you about my brother, and of course, you know, let's be honest, he knew all the town officers. He was brought up in that town. He knew the families and which ones were the nice guys and which ones were the arrogant ones. How many know you can meet somebody with a uniform and some of them have an attitude and others are just sweet? You're going to know them by the way they treat you. And just a few months ago, I ended up being stopped at a stoplight in Holyoke. And I shared with these guys that, you know, the officer came to me and he says, oh, he says, I know what happened. Because after I realized what I did, I realized that the signs were not right. It was on a one-way street. And then all of a sudden it became a two-way street for one light. And I was turning left. So obviously I didn't see that it had become a two-way street. The only signal to confirm it was a double line in the middle. But it was marked one way. So he pulled me over and he said, "Is what happened?" And I said, well, I realize after I'm in front of the light that it's now a two-way street, but I couldn't see it before. He said, sir, you don't have to worry. He said, it'll be fine. And I said, well, what's your name? And so he gave me his name. I said, I'll be praying for you. He says, you won't even get a warning, he says, because this mistake happens quite often. And he says, it's because the town or the city has not done their job correctly. There should be something to identify, and there was none. So obviously, as you all know, we have an officer that belongs to the House of Prayer. And so we, again, continue to pray for him and for the officers in that city of Holyoke. They have it tough because it's a very difficult job. But if you treat people sweetly, guess what? It's more comfortable to pray for them.
Amen.
Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. Close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
This word is for me.
This word is for me.
There is no fear.
There is no fear.
In love.
In love.
Dread does not exist.
Dread does not exist.
But full grown.
Full-grown.
Complete perfect love.
Complete perfect love.
Turns fear out of doors.
Turns fear out of doors.
Out of my house.
Out of my house.
It expels every trace of terror.
It expels every trace of terror.
For fear brings with it.
For fear brings with it.
The thoughts of punishment.
The thoughts of punishment.
And so.
And so,
he who is afraid has not reached full maturity in love,
has not reached full maturity in love,
is not yet grown up into love,
is not yet grown up into love,
or into complete perfection. So I've got a ways to go, Lord. And I'm going to depend on your grace
and your favor
to get me to the finish line. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. That's it.
I have a couple of announcements.
Oh, okay.
First one is that Sunday is Fellowship Sunday.
Right.
And we know that there's somebody here is having a birthday today.
Oh, yes.
And I found out that apparently there are two people.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So I think that deserves a song.
Oh.
Are you singing?
I'm not.
So it's Pastor Kim. It's Pastor Kim. It's Pastor Kim. It's